And we're back. Welcome to the Auto Authorities Podcast. My name is Jay, coming to you live. We have an incredible show for you today. We are going to be talking about the elephant in the room. And for those of you that don't know what that means, what it means is there is something really massive happening right now in the used car market, and it literally could be a catastrophe. And we're going to talk about it all today and many, many other things. So welcome to the Auto Authorities Podcast, and we will be back in 1 second.
Have you ever felt like you were taken for a ride while buying, selling, or repairing your car? Well, not anymore. I'm Jay, and this is the podcast to tell you what to watch out for, whether you are buying, selling, or repairing your car. With over 26 years of automotive experience, we are the Auto Authorities. This podcast is sponsored by iAutoAgent.com. We're real estate agents for cars.
Boom. Booyah. We are back with the Auto Authorities Podcast. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Before we get going, I want to thank our podcast sponsor, Podcastify.me. Oh my goodness, they have done such an amazing job to create this beautiful show every single week, every week to you, providing you valuable information, raw and uncut. And if you want a podcast just like mine, go to the podcastify.me. That's podcastify.me, and they will get you hooked up. Oh my gosh. I'm excited to talk with you today. Now, like, I'm not normally excited, but we have a lot to talk about today. This used car market is literally becoming a catastrophe, and we're going to talk about the elephant in the room. But we're going to hit lots of things today. We're going to talk about the market update, what's going on right now in the used and new car market. We're going to talk about the collapse of Carvana and Vroom. We're going to let you know if you should buy or sell right now. We're going to let you know how to avoid these massive new car markups. And I have a tremendous story to share with you today that was brought to my attention of something that is happening right here in St. Louis. And the future of the used car market, like what's going on moving forward. And we will, I promise you, talk about the elephant in the room, because the elephant in the room is pretty darn scary. And the elephant in the room could actually affect you, your family, or your friends. So listen carefully. But let's start going into the market update. But before we get going, what I wanted to share with you is a little bit about iAutoAgent and what iAutoAgent.com does, because after you listen to this, you may want to give us a call. If you're looking to find a vehicle nationwide, we handle everything from A to Z. We do all the heavy lifting. We help individuals and businesses with fleets of vehicles, literally handle everything from the buying of the vehicle, all the communications with the dealers, handling, scheduling the test drives, and just really making sure you're making a smart decision. And of course, our selling side is what we call our concierge program, is where we help people sell their vehicles at no cost to them. That's about a 40-mile radius of St. Louis. We market, we list, we show the vehicles, and you don't have to meet strange people. We do it all. So let's get into the market update. And what the market update is really what's going on in the used car market right now. We're going to cover the used cars. We're going to cover the new cars. But we're going to talk about the used value index. And what that is, it's a used vehicle value index. It lets us know basically where pricing is now compared to where it was last year. And it's at 200.7, which probably doesn't mean a whole lot to you, but it's down 13.7% from last year. So the market is really falling hard. And again, I'm just going to keep teasing you. When we talk about the elephant in the room, you're going to know what I'm talking about. So from November to this November, it has fallen 13.7%. And basically what that number does is it represents what the value of used cars is right now. Now let's talk about the consumer sentiment, which is basically consumer confidence, is lower at 8.7%. That means that the confidence is decreasing. And the reason why it's decreasing is because there's a lot of turmoil right now in our economy. But whenever there's adversity, there's always opportunity. So if you listen to my podcast before, you'll know what I'm talking about. We're going to talk about the days on the market. And what that is what is the average days on the market that a used car is staying out on the market? And surprisingly, it was actually down 2 days starting this month from October. So that means that cars are selling a little bit faster, but that does not mean that this is the end all to be all. It's kind of a mixed, it's not really something that I want you to base a lot on, because when we get to the elephant in the room, you'll definitely be able to base on a lot more data than that. But let's talk about the wholesale supply. The wholesale supply is 8 days higher year over year. And what that means is how many vehicles are at the auction available, and how long is it taking for them to sell? And again, the demand is going down. So we're in a downward spiral right now, just a lot like the stock market is right now. It's down. And so right now that I want to talk about the next piece is, if you have a luxury car or an SUV and you want to sell it, be prepared to wait a lot longer to sell that vehicle. And again, when we talk about the elephant in the room, we're going to talk about why that is. But the SUVs were down 15.7%. And the compact cars, out of all things, were down 9.5%. And so that's year over year. So that's comparing last year to this year. That is where it is. So November 21 to November of 22, it's comparing those two. And what that's saying is the demand is down for cars right now, which is very common at this time of year. That is not uncommon. But again, as we start getting into this further, we're going to really understand why this is happening. And if you're just tuning in, we're going to make predictions, but there's an elephant in the room. And what that means is I really see a catastrophe happening in the used car market. There's opportunities here. This is not a negative conversation. There are going to be opportunities for people that are looking to buy cars. Now, what I'd love you to do is, as I'm sharing this information, I'd like you to go into the comments section, whether you're listening to us on our podcast. So if you have ever gone on Facebook, we have a podcast group page called the Facebook group page. I'm not called the Facebook group page. It is a Facebook group page. It's called the Auto Authorities Podcast. You can watch us live at 12 p.m. Central Time every single Tuesday. If you don't want to watch us live and you just still want to watch, you can watch on YouTube, the Auto Authorities, and you click the notifications so you can be notified. You can click the red subscribe button in that corner there and leave comments. I'd love to hear the comments. I will respond to all your comments. If you would like to listen to us while you're driving to work, we are on iTunes and about 19 other different channels. So we are everywhere. And we've been doing this for 2 years. This is raw and uncut. I do not plan this. I just come up with a topic and I talk. And I share my almost 26 years of experience going through what is happening in the market. You can also reach us at theautoauthorities.com. That's theautoauthorities.com. You can leave us a comment. You can ask us a question. And chances are we might actually answer that. And speaking of comments, we were talking with one of our dealership contacts, Irfan, and he came to me and he's like, hey, have you seen what's been going on? There's a Honda dealership here in St. Louis. I'm not going to name the name, but again, you can message me and I'll be happy to tell you which one it is. They are charging $10,000 above MSRP, which is basically sticker price, for a Honda Civic Si. Oh my goodness. Like, that's crazy. So as we get further down, you should not be buying cars at inflated prices above MSRP. There are a lot of pieces and turmoil going on, and I will talk about that more when we talk about the turmoil, because when I'm just going to give you a little hint. When, say, on a new car, typically on a new car, you're going to drive the car off the lot and it's going to lose probably $6,000, depending on what car it is. Some of them don't lose as much. If it's a Honda, it may not lose as much. But you're paying a markup when you're buying that car, and then you're going to pay another markup. So let's just say the markup is $2,000, and then you pay a $5,000 markup above MSRP, you're already under $7,000 what that car is not worth anymore. And on the used car market, if you have a used car, and let's say you buy the car at the used car price that they have online, they probably have about $4,000 to $5,000 or more built into that price. So if you had to get out of that car and trade it in or sell it, you're already starting at a deficit of $4,000 to $5,000. And this is going to play a huge part as we keep going down the road. Let's talk about Carvana and Vroom. If you don't know about Carvana and Vroom, Carvana is an online marketplace along with Vroom. You can order your car online and they will deliver it to you. You may not get a title for over a year. They are banned in multiple states. They are doing unethical things left and right. And now, Carvana gets what they deserve. They are going to go out of business. That is my prediction. You can record this. You can do whatever. They are going to go out of business because they are bad people. And what bad people do is they do unethical things. And what Carvana, and I'm going to share some things with you, and these are facts. And sometimes I will say my opinion, but this is a fact. Carvana was started by Ernie Garcia II, who also started DriveTime. DriveTime works with customers that have less than perfect credit, and they take advantage of them. So what did they decide to do? Let's go start this company called Carvana. We'll disguise it as an online company that does a vending machine for cars. And then Ernie Garcia II is a convicted ex-con of bank fraud, and he gave the CEO title to his son, Ernie Garcia III, who is the CEO of the company, who is driving this company into the ground. They are super, super greedy. What they were doing for a while is they were offering people a lot more money than what the cars were worth to try to gain market share. Well, now the market is plummeting, and they bought the car for X amount of dollars. Let's say they bought it for $30,000. And at the time, maybe it was worth, let's just say $35,000. Well, now that car is worth $20,000, and they have a deficit of $10,000. Take $10,000 times thousands of cars, you're talking about multiple millions of dollars that they are going to lose, and they are running out of money quick, and they are taking desperate measures. So here is my advice to you. Listen closely. I highly recommend that you do not buy a car from Carvana unless you decide you don't want your title and want to have a DMV nightmare when you do not have the proper paperwork to license your vehicle. I also highly recommend that you don't sell a car to Carvana, because number one, they're offering very, very low values right now because they're trying to recover their deficit. And I also recommend that you don't buy, sell a car to Carvana because you may never see your money. That's what happens when companies go bankrupt. And that's what happens when people do bad things and you will get caught. So thank you to the powers to be that Carvana will not be anymore. That is my prediction. So as we get moving here, we're talking about the elephant in the room. I'm making predictions. I'm sharing facts with you. Please make your comments below. And if you don't agree with me, that's okay. I don't care because I've been doing this almost 26 years and I know what a good company is. And that is why I started my company, iAutoAgent.com, because we do things the right way. We don't take advantage of people. And there are still lots of great dealers out there too that still that we work with in our vehicle finder program that also don't take advantage of people. They treat our clients very well. So if you need to buy a car or sell a car, contact iAutoAgent.com. So let's talk about the selling of the vehicle. Should you sell right now? Should you buy right now? Well, I definitely think you should buy. The market is going to continue to drop. And again, we're going to talk about the elephant in the room here in a second. And this is all going to come together for you. As far as selling a car, I would say this. If you want to sell your car, you better sell it now because you are, it's kind of like a losing stock, right? A losing stock, you eventually need to sell that to get into another stock that is going to be less risky, that could potentially make you money. You know, cars aren't going to make you money, but let's get out of the losing stock right now and sell that car. And if you think that you're going to be able to just throw this thing on Facebook Marketplace and you're going to be able to sell it because everybody's going to come to you, I can guarantee you right now that is not going to happen. Especially if you're selling something outside of a $5,000 to $10,000 car. If you're selling a $5,000 to $10,000 car, the market is still going to be very, very consistent. But if you're selling a $30,000 car, a $40,000 car, it's going to sit. I promise you that. And if you want a nice company to help you out, obviously I'm giving myself shameless plugs, but we'll help you any way we can. So other thing that is going on right now is dealers are underwater on their cars. So when you're going out and buying cars, Carvana is a perfect example. They own the car for more than what the car is worth. They are underwater. So are the dealers. And some of the really smart dealers have recognized that and they have adjusted their prices. And we are finding great deals for our clients through our vehicle finder program. But what you can do is you can also look and see which dealers are in line with the market and which ones are still trying to ask those same prices that they, when they bought the car 4 or 5 months ago, and they still haven't sold it yet. So that's going to be really, really important. So the next piece that I want to talk about is how can you be in the driver's seat when you are going to buy this next car? Look at the market, look at the dealership, look at the fees that they're charging. Try to figure this stuff out before you go out to the dealer and spend multiple hours only to find out that there's extra fees, the car's not there. You can stay in the driver's seat because this is a great opportunity to buy cars, I truly think. Is the market going to continue to drop? Yes, and we're getting to the elephant in the room. So let's talk about what's happening right now. We're in the time of the year where the market is usually lower. That's a fact. Then the consumer confidence is also down. Why is it down? There's a lot of turmoil. They're seeing the stock market drop. They're seeing the real estate market drop. They're seeing all these things happen and they're like, people get scared. And then they don't want to do anything. And so they stand still. This is going to cause a lot of issues in a lot of different ways. So I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room. in, I'm going to start with the pandemic in 2020. In the pandemic, when the pandemic happened, they have, government has money that they're giving to individuals to help them because they lose their job or whatever it is. And then those people go out and they try to buy a car. They try to buy a car and they get qualified. Even though they shouldn't qualify, they do. Why? Because they use that extra money as income and the banks say, oh, this person makes enough money for this car, when that person should have never bought that car. And what they did is they stretched themselves too much. And when they figured out that they stretched themselves too much, they have to give the car back to the banks or credit unions. When you give that car back to the banks and the market continues to drop, those banks are losing money like it's water. Once they lose money, then they take it to the auction and they sit there and they try to recover as much money as they can. Well, this is happening over and over and over again because when the pandemic was happening, the repos weren't happening. Now the repos are happening and they have these massive lots with all these repos. What does that mean? Well, if there's a lot of cars available, that means that the demand is down. What is that going to do to prices? Makes them go down. So when there's a shortage of cars, it makes the prices go up. So we are having a plethora of used vehicles flooding the market right now and into 2023. So again, how can you take advantage of that? It's very simple. You could buy a car. But let me tell you what else is happening. The lending guidelines are going to get stiffer. The interest rates are going up. Again, that is creating less demand because nobody likes to pay higher rates. And now the lending guidelines are getting tighter. And when the lending guidelines get tighter, you can buy less car. So what do you do? Well, you're going to see a catastrophe, I'm afraid. The market is plummeting. That's what I was saying before. If you're looking to sell a car, you better do it now and take advantage of some of these amazing deals on these used cars right now. I mean, they're amazing deals. And the other thing that I was talking about before is, let's say you buy a car at $30,000 and it's a five-year loan. Usually in a five-year loan, you're not breaking even till 3.5, 4 years. Let's say you try to hop out of that car in 2 years. Well, when the used car prices were sky high, it wasn't so bad. But number one, you paid that dealer a profit when you bought that car, probably a $4,000 to $5,000 on an average. It could be more, it could be less. Then you have the markup already that you're already down. And now you have the drop in the market. Some of these people are going to be $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 out of equity, meaning they owe more on the cars than what they're really worth. So what happens is when people can't get out of their cars or they can't pay for them, they go back to the bank. And then the bank repos it and tries to resell it. Do you see where this is going? Boom, boom, boom. There's going to be a massive amount of cars. Here's another prediction I'm making. And this is an educated one because we talk to dealers all the time. We have some great dealers we work with. Incentives will come back. You will start seeing incentivized interest rates. And you will start seeing incentivized rebates. Why do you think that's the case? Here's what's going to happen to the new car market when we have a flood of used vehicles and the market is dropping so heavily. When we were looking about 4 or 5 months ago, the used cars were actually more money than the new. Now, I know some of you can't see my hands, but the used cars are going to continue to drop, which creates a much larger spread between a new and used car. And many of our clients that are out there looking at cars right now, we are telling them to go to used cars. That's where it's at. And what is that going to do to new cars? It's going to slow down new car sales. It's going to force the manufacturers to offer incentives on the new cars. And now we're going to start getting back to a little bit closer to normal. And this is a good thing. But let me tell you, folks, listen to me. Take advantage of this right now. Give us a call at iAutoAgent.com. Let us know if we can help you find a vehicle with our vehicle finder program. Let us know if we can help you sell your vehicle. But if you want to do it on your own and you like spending the time, that's not a problem at all. But the reason why I go on here is to let you know really what's going on now. I want to hear your comments below. Tell me a struggle that you're having, maybe a question that you have. Leave them on YouTube. Leave them on our Facebook group page, the Auto Authorities Podcast. Leave it on iTunes, on our iTunes podcast. We're on Pandora. We're on Amazon. We're everywhere. Let us know what we can help you with. And I want to just recap what we talked about. We talked about the market update. Right now, we're seeing prices dropping, which is typical about this time of year. But there's some things happening, such as the repos that are happening, which is creating a massive amount of inventory, which will again create a much lower pricing for used cars. We're going to talk about, we talked about how Carvana and Vroom will collapse. That's my prediction. I would love to play this video back once that happens. Whether you should buy or sell right now, we talked about that. We talked about how to avoid these massive new car markups. I'm telling you right now, things are going to start getting back to normal. Cars are starting to come in. There still are a few cars, outliers out there that you still can't get for 3 to 4 months. And that's going to be the case for a little while. The last part is, you know, where are the values going forward and what's the elephant in the room? We talked about it. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Please join us on the pod. Oh, one thing I want to share with you on the Facebook group page, we have now a messenger, which is basically a forum where everybody can come in and ask questions, anything car related. There's some experts on there, including myself, whether it's about buying, selling, or repairing cars, you can go right on there and ask the questions. Again, my name is Jay Grossman. I'm the founder and CEO of iAutoAgent.com. Been coming to you for almost 2 years. I really appreciate each and every one of you, and we will see you on the next podcast. Peace.